The music scene of Tijuana once teemed with nightclubs and thousands of American revelers. But that has changed as border security increased to deal with illegal immigration and drug gangs, and so the character of Tijuana's music scene has evolved as well. Reporter Corey Takahashi explores that change with this profile of a group of longtime Tijuana musicians called the Nortec Collective.
When you drive through Tijuana, you feel like you're twirling the dial on a radio of live musicians.
Here on the sidewalk, there are some Norteño walking musicians. Because they usually play on the streets or play in restaurants around here.
Nortec Collective musician Fusible is showing off a Norteño hangout near his home. There's a bullfighting ring and a beach, so there are restaurants and a captive audience for this folk music from northern Mexico. In this slice of Tijuana, you could listen to plaintive songs about life on the border and catch a breeze off the Pacific Ocean while saltwater eats away at the ragged border fence on the shore.
There's music all over the place down here.
Yeah, I mean, this is normal in Tijuana, to have music very loud.
Some of the musicians take requests and play for tips. Fusible, whose real name is Pepe Moke, gets approached by a few. This Norteño street performer covers a classic from the group Los Tigres del Norte.
La policía solo halló una pistola tirada del dinero y de camelia.
Norteño musicians are a traditional cowboy hat-wearing crowd. Nortec Collective takes this traditional Norteño and reinterprets it through synthesizers, drum machines, and a grab bag of other digital tools. The musician Bolstich, whose actual name is Ramon Amezcua, composed this track, Tijuana Sound Machine.
We were thinking about a machine, a car that can take you to the imaginary trip to Tijuana and take you to different places from our city.
The mythical Tijuana Sound Machine appeared on the cover of their last album. It's a rugged, cherry-red lowrider that has speakers for rims. This evening, Bostich is driving a dowdy gray minivan, a symbol of his other Tijuana life. He's a father of four and a part-time orthodontist. These have been trying years for his city. A wave of drug violence and kidnappings led to border crackdowns on both sides. Bostich says that's kept Americans away from Tijuana, including musicians he used to collaborate with. Tijuana culture has turned inward, and Bostich says he and Fusible began working with more traditional and local acts.
Like we grew up, I born here in Tijuana, and we grew up with that border. And for us, it's part of our lifestyle to see that border.
In his home studio, Fusible uses his computer to showcase some unfinished tracks from their next album.
If I tell you that that's a Nortec track, maybe it doesn't sound anything at all, you know, similar to Nortec. But when we, you know, starting to, like, you know, putting all the acoustic instruments, it became another totally different thing, for example. It's like having like the soundtrack of Tijuana.
That soundtrack has always been a cross-border mix of old and new, Mexico and the U.S., but there's a different vibe in Tijuana today.
Before it was a small fence. Now it's like a huge wall, like with roads and lamps and helicopters, you know, border patrols, you know, motorcycles and stuff like that. It's like a huge paranoia for the border.
Fusible and Bostich are crossing that border later this month for shows in L.A. and San Diego. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.